In Northwest news from KPLU, environmental activists got an early start Monday morning marching to Terminal 5 at the Port of Seattle. Their aim was to disrupt work on Shell's oil drilling rig now docked there. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross was on the scene.
Move, Shell!
Hundreds turned out carrying signs with slogans such as "Shut the gates of Shell." Other people carried red and yellow flags that turned Shell's corporate symbol into a skull and crossbones. Kids were there, as well as the Raging Granny singing group.
We don't want their Arctic oil mucking up our earth and soil, 'cause we're radical environmentalists.
Michael Anthony Moynihan is a student at the University of Washington. He says he wants to draw attention to the long-term damage of fossil fuel consumption.
I operate on the principle of 10 generations ahead. And whether we're actually able to stop them or not, will my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren ask their grandfather what I did? I want to be on the side that fought to make sure that they had a planet to live on.
A Port of Seattle spokesman says some work did continue at Terminal 5. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says the company respects people's decision to protest, but urged them to do so safely and lawfully. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.